Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another very special edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. And it is Ryder Cup week, and it's such a unique week. We're going to spend the whole show on the Ryder Cup and on the passing of the king, Arnold Palmer. So we'll get right to it. The Ryder Cup, let me go over the rosters and my thoughts on everything to do with the Ryder Cup. And then we'll talk about Arnie. But first, the Ryder Cup rosters. The United States with one rookie and 11 veterans. The two Johnsons, Johnson and Johnson brothers. They're not brothers. Dustin Johnson and Zach Johnson. Brooks Koepka is the only rookie. Phil Mickelson, the oldest man in the event. Patrick Reed, Brant Snedeker, Jordan Spieth, Jimmy Walker. Then the captain's choices were Ricky Fowler, J.B. Holmes, Matty Kuchar, and Ryan Moore. That is the 12-man dynamic team for the United States. For the European squad, six rookies and six very experienced veterans. In no particular order, Rafa Cabrera-Bello, Matthew Fitzpatrick, their two rookies, Sergio Garcia, Rory McIlroy, Lee Westwood, Martin Keimer, Justin Rose, and Henrik Stenson would be the six veterans. And then Andy Sullivan, Chris Wood, Thomas Peters, and Danny Willett, the current Masters champion, is a rookie. So let's analyze the long course at Chaska, Minnesota. Great. Hazeltine National is the host for this amazing event. And we will tell you that it's close to 7,600 yards. It's going to be wet. It's going to be long. And it's going to end up being a putting contest because everybody can hit the golf ball. So it always comes down to that. Here are my thoughts. This should be almost a cakewalk for the Americans. And I say that because six rookies is unprecedented for either team in the history of this event. And that will bode very well for the Americans with only one rookie, Brooks Koepka. The six rookies have had little experience playing in the United States. Remember, to make the European Ryder Cup team, you have to be a member of the European Tour. So men like Paul Casey could not qualify for the event. People have asked, why is Paul Casey not in? He dropped his membership in the European Tour this year. He is not in the event. So because of that, and because the greens are going to be so much faster than the men from Europe are used to, I would give an overwhelming favoritism to the United States. Not so much the task force that was formed. Their camaraderie is better now. It has helped in that area. I'm sure there's no doubt about that. But the Europeans come in with lots of confidence. So that would equal that out. The problem is the rookies. And never having played in this event, and then all of the pressure of the six veteran players to lift up those rookies, in addition to the pressure of the Ryder Cup, I think is a possible issue for them as well. So that is my analysis of the event. So I predict a landslide victory for the U.S. I predict the U.S. will win 18 and Europe will have 10. That would be a landslide victory that we have not seen for the U.S. side in a long, long time. But that's my prediction on the Ryder Cup. Now to Arnold Palmer, who passed away Sunday afternoon at the age of 87, the great Arnold Palmer. I first saw Arnie 1967 at the American Golf Classic, and I was following him so closely, my parents thought he was going to hit me in his backswing a couple times. He was my hero. People in my age group, most of us, Arnie was our hero. We wanted to be like Arnie. We wanted to do everything like Arnie. And you can't fathom or manufacture that. It's organic. It either happens or it doesn't. And for Arnie, his universal appeal is what I remember, will remember him for the most. Everyone loved Arnie. Young people, old people, kids, women, men. He was loved in Europe. He was loved in Asia. He was loved in the South Pacific. He was loved everywhere on the planet. And Arnie knew that, and he gave that love back in spades to everyone who he could possibly touch. And I did get a chance to get his attention at Augusta in 2012, and he gave me a thumbs up. I remember that. Arnold Palmer, the greatest ambassador in the history of the game, period, going forth right now. No question about it. So we will miss him, and he will miss the love that we gave to him. But he's in a better place, and I'm sure he's playing some golf wherever he is. Arnie, we miss you and love you. Thanks for everything. Okay, so frankly, that is my show for today. It's just a different kind of show. Ryder Cup week, Arnie passing, just amazing things happening in the world of golf. So this is Bob Geismar saying thank you so much for being with me. My email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeismar.com. Any comments on anything having to do with the world of golf, your thoughts about the Ryder Cup are welcome. I get back to everyone. Sometimes it takes me a day, but I will, I promise, get back to you if you email me. Thank you so much. Once again, Bob Geismar, Blog Talk Radio, One Thought Golf, saying so long for now.